Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
HelixSleep.com/Fightful changed my life before there even was a HelixSleep.com/Fightful. A few years ago, I needed a better night's sleep. I looked for the best mattress online, and I found Helix and their incredible reviews. I took their online quiz. It took me about 2 or 3 minutes, and I was matched up to their Dusk Lux model. I now have two of their mattresses in my home. It's phenomenal. If somebody comes over and sleeps at my house, I want them to have a wonderful Helix mattress. I wanted to invest in my sleep and the comfortability of others as well. And you can do that as well at helixsleep.com/Fightful. You'll take that quiz, get matched up to one of the many mattress options that they have that suits your needs, and it ships straight to your door. And if for some reason you don't like it after 100 nights, they'll come and get it for free. They're not going to make you pay to ship it back. They're going to make it easy for you. Incredible reviews. Flexible financing options are available. HelixSleep.com. Invest in your sleep. You will never regret it. Ideally, you spend 1/3 of your life in your bed anyway. You're going to want this. They've got an incredible warranty and tons of options for you. HelixSleep.com/Fightful. What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp. Welcome to Fightful. It is now April 22nd, 2024. Just minutes into April 22nd, 2024. We're here to review an instant classic in AEW Dynasty. What an incredible show. Amazing moments. Unforgettable all-time classic matches. Wow. Wow. I said in the wake of the CM Punk footage thing, which again, I didn't particularly mind that one way or another. I felt like from a public perception standpoint that AEW needed an all-time classic pay-per-view. They delivered an all-time classic pay-per-view tonight. AEW Dynasty, St. Louis. Unbelievable show. Leave a thumbs up on this video, guys. Leave a comment if you're watching afterwards. I'm going to be there chatting with you guys in the comments as well. But hey, I'm over on the Fightful Select Discord chatting all the time. I just want to take a time before we get into this review to first off, thank our subscribers. Now, whether or not you plop down $5 a month, $54 a year on Fightful Select, that whether you do or don't, as if you support us, I really appreciate you. But today we passed 15,000 paid and free subscribers of FightfulSelect.com. We are the first Patreon wrestling property ever to hit 5, 6, 7, 8,000, all the way up to 15,000. Some others have hit 6 and 7, I think. But we hit 15,000 tonight. And we post a lot of stuff on a free tier as well. So if you ever were interested in something like that, check it out. But I just want to say thank you guys a lot. I posted today that it's been a rough one lately. I've been dealing with preparing to lose someone very close to me. And I just want to say thank you to you guys, especially those that have been in that Discord with me where it is not toxic whatsoever. It's a very positive experience. And I just want to say thank you to all of our wonderful people who have supported us, whether you just watch, if you leave a nice review, if you send a super chat, humper chat, if you subscribe, any of that stuff. And also, I want to thank everybody that came out to Pawcade today. I wrestled, it's the last wrestling booking I have for a while, at least. I wrestled in a Rumble match. I started it and ended it, just barely lost it, eliminated a few people along the way, but we were able to raise some money for the Humane Society of Washington County for a lot of wonderful animals. So I just want to say thank you to everybody who has been very kind and supportive throughout any number of those things, because I know that I and Fightful have no shortage of things for you to support, whether it be your time, your attention, or financially. So I just want to say thank you to all of you that do that, because that will never be lost on me. That being said, you want your question or statement read on the air tonight? We get super chats and humper chats, humperchats.com. Because I know a lot of you are watching on X or Twitch or whatever that may be. Here at youtube.com/fightful, you can get super chats in as well. Our great moderator, Luis, is going to help me take care of those as we have got so much to talk about. Over on FightfulSelect.com, we had an update on Jeff Hardy's contract, up much sooner than expected, and we had a Fightful Select scoops thread for AEW, and then I was over in the Discord hanging out all like throughout the whole show. I'll ask Luis to take that big super chat and apply it to the match that is referenced, and we're going to go ahead and get started, guys. Leave a thumbs up, all that good stuff. I am so excited to see what you guys think about this card. So Trent Beretta, Matt Sydal, and then we had Orange Cassidy and Shibata against Shane Taylor Promotions. So I've got some feelings on these. First off, solid matches either way. They're on 0 hour. You got to have something on 0 hour, right? But one of my feelings about AEW is that Collision and or Rampage during pay-per-view weeks, I think should be made into pay-per-view like B quality shows, like what we expected Battle of the Belts to be, should be like Collision on a pay-per-view week. I really think Trent Beretta versus Matt Sydal, OC and Shibata versus Shane Taylor Promotions, and Hook versus Jericho would have fit on Collision really, really well and made it more of a must tune in show. All due respect to Trent Beretta, Matt Sydal. If you've ever watched my show, you know I'm a big supporter of Shane Taylor Promotions. I think Anthony Ogogo joining was really good. I think Shane Taylor is perpetually one of the most underrated talent in the world. Lee Moriarty against anybody is a guaranteed banger of a match. I like that Shibata got a win there. I like that OC and Trent both got wins as well, because it seems like they're on a collision course for Double or Nothing. So I will play devil's advocate for myself in that situation, because in the immediate aftermath of the Trent and OC split, I looked at things and I said, okay, well, it seems like it is a bit of an afterthought as it was being put on Rampage and not a lot of people watch Rampage. However, they did put them on 0 hour here. That way they could catch up their audience on the nature of this feud. I'll never complain about Shane Taylor Promotions getting some shine. Orange Cassidy is perpetually protected. Trent Beretta is about to hit that. Chuck ran Trent out of the ring there. Trent also used a modified triangle choke in order to win that match. Orange Cassidy with the Orange Punch. But they very much did this to help set the stage for next month's show, where there's going to be a pay-per-view. So in a way, I look at it and I go, you know, did they need to be on this show? But then I look at it and I go, you know, I understand why they were on the 0 hour. Auntie Collins sends a Humper chat and says, such a fantastic show. Any update or any chance you have updates on Britt Baker's return? Best match was Ospreay Danielson, but that ladder match. Well, this much I know. She wants to be on TV. I don't know physically if she's cleared or anything like that, but I know that her line of thinking was, well, she's gotten over when she wasn't cleared any number of times. I mean, whether it be a broken wrist, broken nose, broken leg, you know, she's very confident in her ability to get over with an audience as a result. I also, you know, am quick to note, she's never had a break like this in wrestling, never had this. So maybe the absence will be good for her. I don't know, but I know that she wants to be on TV. Grapple Geekery says, just wanted to say I've been there, SRS. It's never easy. You and yours have my sympathies. Meanwhile, Dynasty was a fantastic show, save one match. Well, the funny thing is, like, I didn't think that match was, like, that terrible, but it's very clear that that's not what the audience wanted, and you got to listen to the audience, and we'll be talking about that. Easy Breezy says, great night of wrestling tonight. Watching it on YouTube tonight was much better than watching it on Bleacher Report like before. Okay, so that's something I want to talk about. I'm really interested to see if how the move to Triller, YouTube TV, and standard platforms will affect buy rates or the experience. I would love to hear your experience. Now, listen, we got NordVPN.com/Fightful. Easy plug right there. But you guys know that I stay watching them on Fight/Triller as a result of that. Also, I want to really, really thank Triller for helping out our friend that some of you may have seen on Twitter yesterday in getting to watch the pay-per-view. That was very, very great of them. Before I even had a chance to purchase it, they stepped up and they said, let us take care of that fella for you. And that was very, very wonderful of them. So the third match on the 0 hour. The result I am incredibly happy about. Bullet Club Gold get the win and become the unified trios champions. Max Caster feels like he has eroded some of his goodwill with the online fan base. In person, Acclaimed and Daddy Ass are over. There's no two ways about it. You hear the chants, you hear the reactions. They're over in person. The online confidence in that act maybe necessarily isn't there. I saw a lot of let Anthony Bowens do a singles thing type of deal. My main takeaway from this, like, I know Billy Gunn is really big and strong. I don't like seeing anybody no-sell Switchblade's offense. And they sold me a ticket a couple times. They had me thinking after that Famaster that Billy Gunn was about to pin him. And I did not like any way of how Billy Gunn and Switchblade was booked a few weeks ago. I didn't like that, not a single bit. This is a guy who, when leaving New Japan, main evented the Wrestle Kingdom show. Now, I know everybody can't be the main event, and he's been there. But, man, that MJF feud, or specifically that night, did some damage that I don't feel is irreparable, but certainly tough to overcome. You know what I mean? Like, it made it look really ridiculous. Now, I'll tell you a no-sell spot that I did like from Billy Gunn. And that's when he no-sold Colton's offense, and then Colton embraced him. I thought that was a really clever, funny spot. I thought that was really, really good. The Max Caster raps, I mean, this one at least went a cappella, so it was a little bit different, but anymore, it seemed, I don't know if the shock value is worth, I don't know if the positives outweigh the negatives there, and I would like to see some evolution as it relates to him, because I think he's capable of it. He's a smart guy. He knows how to do that. And I mean, Anthony Bowens is brilliant. Bullet Club Gold, I hope they get Juice back soon. But I'll tell you another spot I saw in this match, and it's one of my biggest pet peeves in wrestling. And this is very nitpicky, but I don't care. It's what we're here for. You do a shoulder block to somebody, and the opponent lays flat on their back. Okay, what's the point of a pro wrestling match? To get somebody's back on the mat, their shoulders on the mat, pin them. I see this so many times with wrestlers all over the place. The shoulder block happens, their opponent is flat on their back, and what does the person who did the shoulder block do? What happens next? They run to the ropes, and the person on the ground tries to do the trip. And I'm just thinking, what move is the person doing when they hit the ropes? Like, Billy Gunn was not about to do a rolling thunder. Was he hitting the ropes to drop an elbow? Like, you didn't need to do that. That's my nitpicky thing there. I see it a lot. I see a lot on the indies especially, but I'm like, what was to follow that? You know what I mean? Bullet Club Gold, objectively, the right decision to win this match. Objectively. Just, it was time. And what I need now is for them to build up some contenders in that trios division, which they sort of did, sort of. And we'll actually talk about that match first. Let's talk about the House of Black match. By the way, shout out to our great partners at BetOnline.ag. You'll see a full read for them earlier or later. So earlier this week, every time I like to give my biggest underdog pick for you guys to bet on. Samoa Joe at World's End was one. Sting at Revolution was one. Rey Mysterio at Mania was one. And this week, House of Black was one. And that's because originally it was Roderick Strong, who won, by the way. But after we made that our top underdog pick, the line shifted significantly and Roderick Strong became favored. I had also said, well, if not him, then Willow Nightingale, who won, by the way. However, they just stopped taking action on that match, I think because of the questions around Julia Hart's health at that point. So we said, you know what? We got another one. House of Black is our underdog pick. House always wins. Bet on Black. You know what I mean? That match was pretty good. I feel like it did the right thing in making you go, oh, I want to see Malakai Black versus Adam Copeland, which was sort of the thing already. And if this would have been on Collision, I would have been completely fine with it. I don't think that this necessarily needed to be on the pay-per-view, but I'm not going to complain about it. I don't think it hurt pacing or anything like that. I do think, however, on Collision, this would have made an awful lot of sense, and you could have set up Malakai Black versus Adam Copeland for either tonight or Double or Nothing, which it seems like they're on a Collision course for Double or Nothing. But the Black Mist, the Black Mask, get it done, or whatever he calls his spin kick now. And man, I think that Malakai Black and really Brody King and Buddy Matthews are some of the most consistently convincing performers that I see. And listen, I'll never complain about getting to see Mark Briscoe and Eddie Kingston on a pay-per-view event either. Tom Townsend says, watched on the BR app here in California. Stream was perfect. No issues at all. Well, that's good to hear. I never have issues with Triller. I never, ever have issues with Triller. And that includes when I use NordVPN.com/Fightful to watch AEW Plus as well. Oh, man. Okada versus Pac. Wow. So, let me get a little drink here. How you start a pay-per-view is so important. You got to start with a slapper if you're AEW. You put Okada and Pac in there. Okada, when he was brought in as a heel, I know it was a decision Tony Khan was very proud of. Tony Khan has seen Okada as a top-level television heel in America for years. He's had that in his mind that he would get Okada when he could, and they'd make him a top TV heel, and he's already done it. Like, Okada's already killing it. Now, I don't know if I need a Continental Championship or anything like that. I don't necessarily need that in addition to the FTW title and the TNT title and the international title. You know what I mean? I don't need like four titles underneath the world title. And then you go over to ROH and you get the TV title as well, all that stuff. But regardless of that, they killed it, as you know they would. Pac gets this incredible standing ovation after the match, which ends due to a rainmaker. After, oh my God, Pac selling, whether it be the red arrow, whatever the hell they call it now, eating the knees on that made it look so convincing. Pac is such an athlete, bro. Like, such a freaking athlete. Like, you can see why Pac, when AEW first started, the original plan was like him and Hangman as like the top program. Pac can always work as a top program guy because you believe every single thing that that guy does. Every single thing that Pac does, you go, yeah, I believe that for sure. Tom says Pac versus Okada was ridiculous and the second best match. And to me, so important to put that match where it was on the show. It was so, so important to put that where it was on the show. And he gets a standing ovation. It's melted my heart a little bit. So last year when I would ask about Pac, and if you guys know me, I don't like to update on, like, I'll update injuries. Somebody broke their leg, broke their knee, broke their arm, something, will update that. But, you know, things that can be career threatening, that causes me a little bit of a pause there, because there are some times when I deem that not necessarily my business to report. And man, there was a time they didn't think they were going to get Pac back. There was a time they didn't think it was going to happen.
Hey guys, have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I saw a video he made and I was shocked. He is in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. He looks like he's got more energy, can work out longer, even has plenty of that energy left over for his grandkids, and he did this by making one change. He said that he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this thing too. She's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, has energy all day, and Chuck's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their health. Staying active is important. Moving around keeps you feeling good. Making sure that you take care of your gut health, your digestion, just overall, is also very important. Right now, you can go to mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Watch Chuck's video right now. That's mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Check out what Chuck Norris has to say. What's got him feeling so good these days? He explains everything, and you won't believe how simple it is.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And it's really great to see this now, that he's getting this love. Aftermath Pro Wrestling Podcast says, great show, but the PPV was too long. There were some times, because I had a long day, I was a little seepy during that show. But you know what? Ultimately, by the last hour and a half, I couldn't take my eyes off the screen, man. I couldn't. I just thought it was... the AEW pay-per-views are what they are. You know they're going to be 4 hours plus the pre-show. That's what they like to do. Do I wish it was 3 hours? Yes, I do. But at this point, I've just come to accept it. It is what it is there. However, if you're not down with accepting content, spies, people getting into your data, well, fortunately for you, NordVPN can help.
There is no product that we have promoted more on Fightful that I use while I'm awake than NordVPN.com/Fightful. You guys have probably seen me anchored to my desk an awful lot for quite a while, and I've always got NordVPN on all my devices. That's because that's what NordVPN.com/Fightful allows. You get the fastest VPN in the world on all your devices, on all your operating systems. It is so beneficial to have that versatility. Here at home, I put it on my router just in case, and I put it on my phone, laptop, desktop, PC, and smart TV. That allows you to get all the benefits. The online threat protection, the ability to change your virtual location with just one click, the ability to use that NordPass password manager, the file encryption tool, all that good stuff on everything. Also, you can subscribe to all those overseas services I'm telling you all about, all with 24/7 tech support and a 30-day money-back guarantee on top of an already amazing deal. Protect yourself on all your devices with NordVPN.com/Fightful.
Yeah, please check out NordVPN.com/Fightful. We would greatly appreciate you guys doing that. Freddie McCowan says, sorry, SRS, dealing with real-world stuff sucks. I know how some fans love to go at Tony. The dude is almost perfect on booking pay-per-views. Thanks for the hard work, bruh. I mean, nobody is exempt from criticism, right? But I feel like after all the criticism that came their way, and let's be real, there is a disproportionate amount of it towards him specifically because he's willing to go at people. And those types of people do not like it when you have the balls to say something back. But this show was unbelievable. Thoughts and prayers to you, SRS, and also to Danhausen and Lulu. I am unfamiliar of what's going on there, but I'll hit them up individually. I don't want to put anybody's business out there that shouldn't be. Vasco says, Okada smiling when he dishes pain is my new fave. Oh, he's so good at being a heel, especially on American TV. Willow Nightingale, that was our second underdog pick for BetOnline AG. Beats Julia Hart, and this is more of a moment situation. She wins with a doctor bomb, and I feel like Julia's reign caught hiccups when she was injured, and you can't help that, but man, she was hot with the crowd before all that, and I don't feel like from a booking standpoint or a presentation standpoint, you can rest on your laurels even when something like that gets hot. And I don't feel like a lot of evolution was put into that for her as well. And when she came back, people were like, well, yeah, we like that, but you know, Mercedes is here now and we're doing this other thing. And it was kind of stop and start at no, it was nobody's fault. Nobody can predict an injury, right? So Willow Nightingale gets the win here. There were some, you know, some spots that I was like waiting for like some big impact and then it would go into like a shorter pin and stuff. But ultimately, you win that match with the doctor bomb, I'm going to be pretty happy because it's one of my favorite moves ever. Mercedes gets like a full entrance for this. And, you know, a lot of people were saying, why did they have Mercedes wait so long to wrestle? Man, that injury was filthy. Required two surgeries. I mean, I've walked you through the timeline of events in the past, but when she got hurt, New Japan doesn't like people changing their finishes, even if there's injuries. And they were ecstatic about that one because they would not have had their new title belt around for a very, very long time. It wouldn't have happened. But now Mercedes is going to face the person who took her out, who sidelined her, with some real questions as to who should be the heel here and how that's going to go. Because we look at this and we go, okay, is Willow finally going to turn heel? Is Chris going to turn heel on her? Or are they going to do what seems to be a much more natural thing and turn Mercedes heel, which from what I understand is kind of what she wanted to do anyway. She's more comfortable as a heel. She's more natural as a heel. You can only cut so many
I like Eddie Guerrero promos before the crowd gets okay. I also would like if they took the CEO chants out of her theme, like prompt the crowd to chant it or something if you want. But also, how will that work if she is a heel and you're prompting a crowd to chant CEO at her? Just some food for thought. Willow winning the title, I think, is the right decision. I think is absolutely the right decision. And earned, deserved, and is one of... She does good like numbers and metrics for AEW. So I'm not really surprised by that one. Roderick Strong defeats Kyle O'Reilly in an international championship match. So Kyle O'Reilly returned from a very, very bad neck injury. We interviewed him the other day. And I mean, man, this guy has overcome a lot. Overcome a lot, man. And they just beat the shit out of each other. What other way can I put it besides they beat the shit out of each other? And the fact that Kyle O'Reilly was able to emerge from this and seemingly all right, well, that's a pretty positive sign. We did get a super chat from Alex Fitzgerald that says, hot take, I could see Willow versus Mercedes main eventing Double or Nothing and possibly Statlander turning heel there too. Alex, I could as well. I think that Mercedes headlining Double or Nothing would be pretty cool. I do wonder how some of the other women on the roster would feel about her main eventing that in the first match. You know, because you could have said that Thunder Rosa and Britt Baker could have main evented a pay-per-view. But I guess we'll see. So Roderick Strong and Kyle O'Reilly beat the brakes off of one another. I loved when they were holding each other by the wrist and throwing those strikes and then into the suplex. Roderick Strong has sort of reclaimed that Messiah of the Backbreaker moniker. And like the physical style in which these two guys work, and they work it almost, I say effortlessly. I'm sure it doesn't feel effortless to them the next day. You know what I mean? Wardlow got involved a little bit here, which plays in later because Roderick Strong gets the win. And yeah, I had some people saying like, really, they're going to beat Kyle this soon. It's okay to beat Kyle this soon, especially when a lot of what we've talked about is how there's some vulnerability there from a physical standpoint that you can play off of. Parker says underrated match. Strong versus Kyle was very entertaining. It was a slapper, man. It's just, it was on the same show as Willow winning a title, Trios titles being unified, Okada Pack opening the show, the ladder match happening and Jack Perry returning, the world title match happening, and Ospreay and Bryan Danielson. I mean, that ain't nothing wrong with that. The fact, I wouldn't call this an afterthought or anything, but like, it's not necessarily hitting gold, silver, or bronze as far as what anybody's talking about right now, but they killed it, man. They went out and they did exactly what they were supposed to do, and that's to make the international championship look like it's something that people want. And that's what they did. So after this match, Adam Cole is brought out in a wheelchair. We had reported recently that he had been taken off the road because it had slowed his progression down a little bit. From what I understand it put some fluid on his ankle or something like that. They didn't want that anymore. They wanted to accelerate the healing process. Well, it looks like it worked because he stands up out of the chair. And I can't speak to when he'll be back. I've heard nothing of him being cleared or when he would be back. In fact, I had heard some fears internally that he could still be out a while. I'll work on verifying that. While he was in the ring, he shoots Wardlow this look because Wardlow didn't get the job done against Samoa Joe. He was supposed to win that title and bring it to Adam Cole, even though we know he would have not done that. Ooh, that's interesting. Now, naturally, you would think that MJF feuds with the Undisputed Kingdom whenever they get back or whenever he gets back. But also, I'm looking at that and I go, how much do they really want to revisit that story? You know what I mean? That
I mean, there were a lot of people that liked Adam Cole and MJF, don't get me wrong. But the devil and the Undisputed Kingdom element of it, I don't know if they really want to revisit that necessarily as much. Well, brother, they revisited Chris Jericho holding a title. This got a lot of super chats. And let me tell you, this is a plug for FightfulSelect.com. Alex Palowski does a show with Kate called Sour Graps. Reviews Raw, SmackDown, also reviews Collision and Rampage, which for some reason people go,
hey, why isn't there any AEW Sour Graps? That doesn't seem fair.
Well, there is. And if you want to see, tune into his show tonight. Because Alex is an unapologetic Jericho hater. I am much more fair to Jericho. I'm much more fair to Jericho. By the way, Luis has some scrum notes that are going to come in as well. However, from the outside looking in, sometimes it has felt like during this Jericho AEW run that they are just stacking accolades for him. You know what I mean? Like getting another replica belt in the trophy case type of thing. That's how some of this has felt. And I'm sure Hook will just regain this title. Now, I know there's a lot of rumors about Hook and wanting to test free agency, but I'm sure Taz would just as soon not have the FTW title on TV. But the crowd was chanting, go home, Jericho, go home. The crowd was chanting, please retire. The crowd was chanting, Fozzy sucks. And this was not in a Kurt Angle, you suck, or John Cena sucks, like endearing modern day stuff. Like the crowd did not like Jericho. And the match was very hit or miss as a result. Like some of the spots were a little off, but listen, there were some of them that were very good. Like I love the suplex through the table. There was a suplex where Jericho almost ended up getting his head cracked on the stairs. But I like FTW rules as well. Like, I like having that. I mean, I would much rather there be the FTW title with FTW rules than the Continental Championship, personally. Because I think that brings something different. The only thing I like about the Continental Championship is there's no outside interference allowed in that. So that element of it I like. Parker says, where's Alex? I need him. Crew Kid says, other than Jericho being Jericho and putting himself over instead of a young star, this pay-per-view is straight effing gas. Well, listen, ultimately, Tony Khan books the show. Tony Khan decides. And Ray says, is he that tone deaf putting a belt on Jericho? Dude has go-away heat, but is always on TV. Now is the FTW title. I love AEW, but that was dumb. And he's got about over a year and a half left on his deal, too. Now, listen, I don't dislike Jericho like some people do. I haven't been as interested in his stuff. And I know he fancies himself as one like Cher, Madonna, reinvention and all that stuff. But here's the thing. I feel like he telegraphs it too much when he trademarks all this stuff. And like, I get it. You want to trademark this stuff, but Jericho has been very good at reinventing himself, but also there are times when he's missed. Like the GFY thing, it didn't necessarily work. And when we know that he's forcing something or trying to make something, when he's trying to make fetch happen, we see it. And with Jericho, we're all like, that's not it, buddy. This ain't quite the list. This isn't Y2J. This isn't you and Ralphus. This isn't, the early days of the Inner Circle. It's not what this is. And Jericho hits Hook with a bat a few times. I would also retire bats from AEW for a while. Like, that was Sting's thing. But Jericho does it. Switchblade had one. All that stuff. Anyway, Jericho kind of telegraphs when he's trying to make something a thing. So when he trademarks the Learning Tree, when he trademarks the Vortex of Jericho, which I wonder who smartened him up to that. That's an interesting one. But I mentioned this the other day. I don't like that he trademarked the rarefied air of Jericho, because that's something that Richard Holiday in MLW and GCW worked really, really hard to get over, and it's his thing. And I hope somebody smartens Jericho up to that, and that's just one that he just lets go. Scott says, just let the show go away. Heat during the Jericho match was unreal. Ospreay versus Danielson was the best I've ever seen live. Keep up the great work, Sean. Thank you, Scott. Yeah, the go away heat for Jericho is something that finally came to a pretty big head today. And I don't think it's related to any of the discourse that happened late last year. I just think the crowd isn't interested in Jericho right now. I don't think that it's not the right kind of heat right now. Can he get the right kind of heat again? Well, I don't know. I'd be interested. I'd be really interested to hear what you guys think Jericho could do on screen. And I mean this as a wrestler too, because they won't have him manage or be a GM for the amount that he makes. He is not a good, he's not a good announcer. We've learned that. What could he do? Who could he team with? Who could he go against that would make you interested in him? Vicky says, money for SRS, money for hating Jericho. Are we getting Swerve Wardlow, Swerve Ospreay? Much love to you, SRS. Thanks for all you do. I don't think we're getting either one of those. I think we'll get somebody fresh and sort of out of left field for Swerve. And I mean, listen, there are people that can pop up. Hangman could pop back up. If Keith Lee comes back, I think that would be a natural one as well, because they've got history. New Lack City says, hey, SRS, sorry to hear about your family member. God bless. Crazy how the Jericho match put everyone down and was all quickly forgotten. Rest of the card plus Okada Pack made this an all-timer. Ospreay Danielson would be one of my faves of all time. It was a good one. It was a good one. But man, the crowd hated Jericho and Hook. Well, they hated Jericho. I'll tell you what they didn't hate. Another slapper. Another slapper. Tony Storm and Thunder Rosa. But Jordan Scott says, Jericho needs to pair with the Elite. He can be as cringe as he wants with them, and it could work as antics. Yeah. Yeah. I think that could be kind of cool. I like that. Tony Storm, Thunder Rosa. So, this has been a long road back for Thunder Rosa. Over a year and a half since she vacated the title. Now she gets her title match against Tony Storm. Pardon my language. I try to not drop F-bombs on this show, but Tony Storm just shouting, fuck, throughout this match, when she sells orgies in general, really popped me. Mariah May, Luther played their roles really great. Deonna Purrazzo ran down and just whipped ass during this. Looked like $1 million too. That fashionista, Deonna Purrazzo. Poor Luther, man. Which, I mean, you know, he's used to getting mowed down by big dudes in matches in AEW, and he hasn't wrestled in quite a while. But now he's getting mowed down by Thunder Rosa and Deonna Purrazzo. Like, they're really putting it to him, and he's earning that money. He's really good in this role, right? Like, he's very, very good. But Thunder Rosa, like, you see her, the more she wrestles, she's getting it right underneath her. She's ready to go. She's back to the old Thunder Rosa. I loved her not having face paint. And to me, like, I've seen her without face paint so many times that it wasn't, like, as big of a thing for me. And then I was like, oh, wait, she doesn't have face paint on. That's cool as hell. I thought that was really a really great thing. And I talk a lot about wrestlers evolving and needing to change a little bit. Louise mentions that she had the Cobra Moon mask. We've seen her as Cobra Moon. We've seen her as Thunder Rosa. We've seen her now without the paint. she's smart about evolving as well. And she's a very, very smart woman. So I think that will continue to, help her out, because she knows to never rest on her laurels. This match was so good. The Death Valley Driver on the apron. My only qualm was with production. They kept cutting to Luther here while Tony was doing this phenomenal sell, laying off the apron, looking at the camera and going, fuck. Oh, did I ever tell you guys about the story about Great Khali? Somebody in the Rumble he was in one time told me, like, he didn't speak very good English, and he was just throwing people out. And he couldn't speak a ton of English, but he was, like, amazed at how far he was throwing them. And he'd throw them, and he'd go, fuck! Wow! Amazing. Amazing. So, I think for this division, especially considering the fact that Mercedes, Willow, Chris, and Julia Hart, who had been over, are all sort of entrenched in that TBS title division, I think you had to have a slapper, because the Deonna Tony match, I think had that been on like a Collision or a Dynamite, people would have looked at it and went, oh, hell yeah, that was pretty good. However, within the context of that show at Revolution, audience didn't respond well to it. They responded well to this one. And I think, honestly, if I know Deonna Purrazzo the way that I know her, she's going to look at that and she's going to be like, all right, I got to step up and do something really great with Mariah May very soon. I loved the finish. There's a bit of a distraction. Tony hits Thunder Rosa between the legs, hits her with the old clam jam, does the pile driver, gets the win. Outstanding. Majestic Marie says, love Tony Storm and Thunder Rosa. Storm's slight nods towards classic actress Betty Davis was a lot of fun. Can't wait for the All About Eve story to rupture with Mariah May. Yeah, I mean, it's evident, and they are setting it up perfectly. Parker says, this is Tony's best match with the gimmick and Thunder's best match since returning. It really is. It really, really is. We got some super chats and humper chats. Go ahead and get them in, my friends. That gets your question or statement read on the air. Jordan Scott says, Jericho. Oh, we already read that one. But Jorge Saldivar says, "With for all the hate he gets, Jericho has donated probably hundreds of thousands of dollars to wrestlers' GoFundMes. There is a good side to him." There absolutely is a good side to him. I cannot tell you how many times I have seen a Chris Irvin has donated $5,000 GoFundMe donation. He's very generous in that regard. That doesn't mean that audiences have to want to see him just because he's charitable, though. You know what I mean? Like, I think that it's wonderful that he does that, but also the audience doesn't have to want to see him because of that. San Francisco Comic Book Company says, any word on Omega? Where would you place him when he returns? Well, I know exactly where I'd place him. He will feud with Okada and the Bucks, because Okada took his spot, and that is a natural match that you want to get. If he could be ready for All In, they would do that match at All In. However, I don't know how long he's going to be out. It is always touch and go. It is a TBD on whether he needs to have surgery or not. And diverticulitis is something that you can't play around with, man. It's something that is very, very dangerous and has to have the appropriate care. And, man, the guy worked sick and just wanted him to get better. And unfortunately, doesn't look like he's scheduled to come back anytime soon. Well, guys, my God, the match we are about to talk about. An all-timer, Will Ospreay, Bryan Danielson. First, let's hear from our partners at BetOnline.
Hey guys, I'm here to tell you about BetOnline.ag, the official betting partner of Fightful. It's not just an online platform. They've been trusted for over 25 years. They boast a focus on the player approach and have built their reputation on offering their clients nothing but the best. From cutting-edge technology to enticing promotions and the latest sports betting odds. Whether it be wrestling, MMA, boxing, or football, baseball, basketball, or racing, anything you can think of. All major sporting events are covered by BetOnline.com.
betonline.ag. Fast payouts, highest credit card acceptance industry-wide, safe and secure online environments, and their live betting feature allows you to bet on your favorites weekly and easily and in real time. BetOnline.ag. That's where we're going at Fightful. That's where we suggest you go as well. That's where we get all of our odds at. BetOnline.ag. Only bet what you can, and please bet responsibly.
Where do I start with Will Ospreay, Brian Danielson? It's one of the best matches of all time. I've mentioned this a time or two. So I used to do match ratings on Fightful because everybody, you know, loves match ratings, blah, blah, blah. And I stopped because people are just weird about it, man. Like, I don't want the discourse that happens every Friday morning when Dave posts his subjective opinions. Now, granted, there's a whole lot to dissect there about how he views them and if he does view them as subjective and all that. Personally, I have always looked at my match ratings and said, mine mean as much as yours. Yes, you. Every single person watching this show, it means as much as yours do because it's subjective wrestling, right? Like, somebody could have watched this and thought it and sincerely thought, worst thing I've ever seen. Just not for them. Not me. I thought this was one of the best things I'd ever seen. I would have given this a 10 out of 10 on my scale. And Will Ospreay's got a lot of them now. I felt like when Will Ospreay came over to the States, he was going to change what was standard. And he already is. This match had no stakes. It was a dream match, and dream matches rarely are able to live up to the lofty expectations. They exceeded the lofty expectations. Omar says, man, AEW is like watching a rerun of 2000 WCW. That Danielson and Ospreay match reminded me so much of David Arquette and Vince Russo winning the World Heavyweight title. They're like the same thing. That was a phenomenal super chat. But Zach Schimmel sent one that was incredibly generous, and he's been a longtime great supporter of us. Thank you, Zach. He said, great card top to bottom. Ospreay Danielson is the current match of the year. SRS, this one is for you after what you said tonight. Hope everything gets better. Subscribe to Fightful Select and join our awesome Discord. Our Discord is awesome, and Zach was a big part of making that happen. Thank you so much, Zach. This match, like, I don't even know where to get into to the spots, right? Like, where do I even start? I screamed at my television, don't do it, as a Tiger Superplex was being set up. Listen, guys, I love me some violence. I trust these guys. They're professionals. But I shouted, don't do it. It's filthy. There was the Oz cutter that got cut off with a Baisuku or whatever, the knee strike. I'm tired. These two are filthy. Delayed Grat says, Brian Danielson's injury was a work right. Yes, it was, to play into his retirement angle. Alex Fitzgerald says, I didn't think any match would live up to the Omega Danielson match until tonight. Ospreay Danielson match was insane. The crowd chanting, this is wrestling, is so awesome. Great pay-per-view. This contributed to a lot of what I felt like AEW desperately needed tonight. Maybe not desperately, but needed tonight. They needed an all-time classic pay-per-view, and they needed something that they could point to and say, you're only getting that here. Now, I have all the confidence in the world in WWE, New Japan, TNA performers, MLW, GCW, all that stuff. It's the only place you're getting this, because this is the only place you're getting Will Ospreay and or Brian Danielson. It's definitely the only place you're getting them facing each other, because only they can do what happened tonight. Stewie Griffin says, absolutely best wrestling show I've ever been to. Beyond happy, Swerve is champ. Ospreay and Danielson killed it. Hope Brian is okay. He is. He's a sicko. He did the illegal selling, so to speak, but they would not keep the camera on him for that long if something like that was afoot. They wouldn't highlight that. Sarah Noble says, Revolution me still clears, or main event still clears, man, but it's close. That's fair. That's fair. Again, it's all subjective. Like, listen, what you'll never do is hear me sit here and call you stupid or dumb or blah, 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 because you don't like a match that I like or do like a match I don't like and think that one match is better than the other. Anybody who says, Sean Ross Sapp blocked me because of my opinion. No, it's because you were an asshole. I don't care about your opinion. I hope that you have whatever passionate, true opinions that you can. But in my opinion, this is one of the best matches I've ever seen. Jordan says, Will's match quality in AEW is already insane, and I don't think it's going to stop. He's just going to keep having these matches. Michael Warren says, you better get that Fightful ready for these Fightful Award ready for these boys. Speaking of Fightful Awards, I sincerely think Soft Ground Ugandan Wrestling is going to get some votes for some things. And speaking of, if you didn't see today on YouTube.com/Fightful, I interviewed Mason Madden, a.k.a. Mase, Mace, and Mansoor, a.k.a. Manswa, about how they went over to Uganda to do that. Please check that out, and please support those wonderful kids in Uganda who are doing just such fun stuff, man. Just really great stuff. Vasco says, awesome, AEW has a match of the year contender with Ospreay versus Bryan. They got a match of the ever contender for that one. Irene says, Danielson Ospreay lived up to all the hype and more. Worth the cost of the pay-per-view alone. They had outstanding chemistry and the crowd was insane. I love the spot where they just got in the corner. They looked like a couple of goats, literally and figuratively. Just, you know, drawing their line in the sand and saying, hidden blade or the knee, which is getting it done. Let's see. Let's see who can hit who. Ooh, it was good stuff, man. It's like Max Holloway in like the last 10 seconds of a fight where he, even if he's winning, he points at the ground. He said, let's do it. Let's do it. Adelia Chamberlain says, what a phenomenal pay-per-view. I have no words to describe how good Ospreay Danielson was. One of the best matches I've ever seen. Hope Bryan is okay. He is okay as best I know. Ramon says, great pay-per-view. Insane match. DB and Ospreay. Swerve deserves it, but are we really about to have back-to-back four-month reigns? Most importantly, you and your fam are in my prayers. Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Will says he hopes everyone enjoyed the match. Says he's reviewed the footage. Bryan got hurt on the Storm Driver. Didn't see the doctor call, so he wants to apologize for the extra move. Listen, as far as I heard, he was all right. He got up, walked off. There you go. What an incredible match. What an incredible match. He also says he's retiring the move for the Storm Driver. Okay. Interesting. He is at the scrum right now. Man, unbelievable. Tony Storm dropped a bunch of F-bombs, said that Nicole Garcia couldn't hold a pussy-scented candle to her. Asked if she was facing Mariah May soon. Tony immediately left the scrum. Swerve also spoke at the scrum, which we'll talk about in a bit. Willow put over Chris Statlander, said she takes pride that she's gone overseas, worked with their partners, New Japan, CMLL, first woman to rep AEW. She hopes she'll have opportunity to bring people from other companies, Stardom or CMLL. Stricker says, didn't want to jump to conclusions after the Tiger Driver. To me, it didn't look like the safest landing on AEW so far. Glad he's okay. It appears so as of now. We're not worthy chant was the best for this match, man. There were so many. And like I said, the show getting AEW chants and This Is Wrestling chants, I feel like, are very important here. Well, then you go, how do you follow that, right? How do you follow that? Young Bucks and FTR are not rolling over. when these two guys or these four guys are on the same page and they're working together, it's beauty, man. I'm kind of glad they made this a ladder match because we've seen the regular matches between them. I think it was good to put them in the ladder match because, one, it benefits the Young Bucks naturally. And I just think it was a smart idea. There were so many spots in this match that were just insane. Dax has one of the best, or Cash rather, has one of the best suicide dives. Period. It's so good. It's so high velocity. And he just, bam, ate it. There was a Matt Jackson spot. I shouldn't be laughing because it was dangerous. But he goes ass first through the table and cracks his head against the barricade. And because he's such a shit heel, it felt like such a comeuppance. Nick Jackson did a 450 outside through a table. Dax got split open. I thought this was sports entertaining, my friends. Then somebody runs in a sting mask and costs FTR the match. It's Jack Perry. Omar says, awake at 5 a.m. in the UK, bruv. Do you think Jack Perry will go for the TNT title? So the group has an all the gold moment. Much love to Fightful and SRS. It says, big respect for how you're still here working hard while going through a lot. Have some money. Thank you so much, Omar. So a couple weeks ago when that Punk footage aired, there were a lot of people that said, why are you featuring a guy that isn't on your show? He said, now what about another guy that isn't on your show? Guess who's on their show right now? One of the guys in the video. And you can say, well, it doesn't matter. Everybody's talking about Punk. Nope. People have an opinion on Jack Perry now. Point blank, period, end of story. They have an opinion. They feel emotionally about him. Some of them are very, very angry. Some of them are there for the ride. That smirk that he delivered. And you can say it's predictable. It's okay. Wrestling is sometimes it's okay to be a little predictable. It's not the end of the world. If it's good, it's good. And I felt like this was very good, and I'm excited for his future. I'm excited for what it is he's going to do next. I'm excited for him to be back in the fold. I mean, my God, he has been out September, October, almost 8 months. He is effectively suspended for 8 months, even though I'm sure his suspension ended long ago, right? Like, it ended long ago. I'm ready for him to be back in the fold and doing things. And I thought that he played it off phenomenally. Parker Hines says, whenever they do their fifth match, it has to be a double dog collar match. Book it. That sounds like fun too. And the Elite with Jack Perry as sort of their nepotism baby. I think it rules. It plays off of the criticisms that already exist about Jack Perry and the Young Bucks. And that's what the Young Bucks have long done best. They magnify the criticisms around them and they use them to get over. And I feel like that's important. Well, guys, if you want to magnify, you get what I'm saying? Magnify a little something else.
You know, Fightful and Blue Chew have been at it a long time. Maybe you've been at it a long time. Maybe you're lacking that motivation. Maybe you're lacking that confidence. You don't think you have what you once had. Blue Chew is here to get you there. BlueChew.com and the code FIGHTFUL. You'll get your first shipment free of what? Well, it's a chewable tablet that has the same ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so it gets your performance ready to go. It's prescribed online. It ships straight to your door. You do an online consultation, and if approved, you'll be back to that main event level performance. Sometimes it's not even about performance. It's about that confidence. And Blue Chew is going to make sure that you have that. Blue Chew and the code FIGHTFUL. Your first shipment free. Just pay $5 shipping. What is there to lose? BlueChew.com and the code Fightful.
A reminder, guys, please leave a thumbs up on this video. It would mean an awful lot to me. You can donate a super chat or humper chat to get your question or statement read on the air. But if you listen on really any platform, please head over to one of our audio platforms, whether it be Spotify, Amazon, Apple. Leave us a nice 5-star review. Sometimes we got some trolls over there, kind of knock it down. So if you don't mind, leave us a nice 5-star review. That also helps us. That helps us expand, helps us do a whole lot more here at Fightful. And we would greatly appreciate it. Alex Fitzgerald said, crowd was awesome, but Channing, please be careful, was a hilarious pop. Or it was hilarious. That was hilarious. That was really good. I went, aw, that's nice of them. Says, the pop Perry got shows that showing the footage was a good idea. Listen, I think it ends up being a net positive if he can hammer down this role. If he can kill it in this role, I think that showing the footage ends up working. Will is asked about paying for the ring for Uganda SGW. Says they reminded him of him wrestling in his back garden. His mom put up a ring to keep him off the street. Will also said that he was getting his hand checked when Swerve came back from winning. He's known Swerve since he was in CZW. They've been to trampoline parks together, only in wrestling. Is that not a euphemism for something? Euphemism for something else? These updates are from Trevor Dame on Twitter, by the way. If you don't follow him for scrum coverage, you're really missing out. Osprey also talks about the Triple H comment and says that he was raised, if someone throws a jab, you throw one back. Hey, I'm right there with you. Says Triple H's comment, even if not naming him, was clearly about him. So that's something I want to talk about really quickly. There were people being very obtuse about that and saying, well, how do you know? Well, because they claimed that Okada didn't talk to them. They claimed that Mercedes was about money. And Adam Copeland said that they didn't want him to be full-time. So it was about Will Ospreay. And if you're going to be obtuse and say, well, Triple H didn't mention his name. Well, guess what? You can also be obtuse and say, well, Will Ospreay didn't mention his name. Let's be real, guys. Not treat each other like we're stupid. Will says, of course, he was annoyed by it and used a 20-year-old reference, blah, blah, blah. Crazy 101 says, during the scrum, Will retired the Storm Driver. I'm sure it'll be busted out again at some point. Let's talk about it, guys. Swerve Strickland, your AEW world champion. The first black world champion, AEW world champion ever. A goal that he wanted to accomplish. One that just last month I spoke to him at the Lexington Comic Con about. Please go back and check that interview. This is another match where it was more about the moment than the match necessarily. And you saw the emotion rise up in Swerve as he hit that last stomp. This guy has earned it. He's put in the work physically. I remember in MLW, and then when he first went to NXT, when I was on those reviews, I was like, guys, he's going to find that one thing. Because you could see it. You could see it in the way that he presented himself then, when I still felt like he needed that little thing. Well, he didn't find that little thing. He found a really, really big thing. And like, he couldn't be nicer and just when you see him go out there and he's so calculated and cold, even as a baby face. Ooh. He pulls it to perfection. He had a Black Panther themed entrance. No, I don't know how to say this. Uncle says, Swerve instantly swinging the title at Joe was great. Felt like a nod to Hangman not doing that in the Punk match. And Swerve showed he's a step ahead of Hangman, but also still haunted by him. I mean, look at that feud. That feud was so good, and they killed it to such a degree that people demanded that Swerve become AEW world champion. Shout out to our friend Will Washington, who wrote the majority of that feud, and from what I understand, pitched it. And now Swerve, based on the incredible work that he has put in, is atop the mountain. Zach says, love Swerve, the Swerve win. Danielson scares me. Nigel's fantastic on commentary. Wish he was there for the entire show. So Fightful Selected kind of mentioned this. The Jim Ross deal appears to be just for pay-per-views, which I will say this, Jim Ross felt energized for this. He sounded good. Now, maybe there were some missteps that I missed, but I enjoyed his commentary. Sounded like he loved being there. Joseph says, are we getting Swerve and Ospreay at All In? I don't think so. I see different paths for these two. Not ready to say what I think they'll be, because people will report it as fact. Guys, get in your super chats. Get in your humper chats. Tyrone Kidd says, met Swerve in Northeast Pennsylvania when I started wrestling, from doing MJ and WXW to Lucha Underground to England and MLW, NXT, now AEW World Champion. Man worked every tooth and nail to get here. No one earned it more than him. May he reign supreme. That is very cool. Man, so when I worked at Wrestling Inc. in 2014, 2015, whenever the hell that was, like, I remember there was a guy named Mark Middleton who covered everything WWE. And maybe I'm giving away some trade secrets here, but my idea to branch and grow, and even though it was a meager living at the time, but to earn one and help develop sources, was I was going to cover the things that he wasn't touching. TNA, ROH, New Japan, the Indies, Lucha Underground. That'd be me. That's the guy that I would be. And as a result, I felt like, you know what? Maybe those talent would recognize that, and they would appreciate the fact that they were getting covered on one of the biggest wrestling websites in the world. In what should have been covered anyway, because it was nationally exposed stuff. And it paid dividends for me personally. I was able to develop relationships with a lot of these people. Swerve Strickland was a guy that I was able to cover relatively early in his television career. So when he popped up on MLW, or he popped up on WWE or NXT and now AEW, I was familiar with a lot of his tendencies and a lot of the things that he was really, really good at already. And that's a benefit. Anybody getting into the content creation game, cover stuff nobody else is covering, because the people that you cover will not forget it. Where Swerve is now, man. Killshot in MLW, or Killshot in Lucha Underground. Swerve in MLW. Atop the mountain in AEW. Man deserves it. He spoke at the Scrum. He had personal wrestling shoes that are coming out soon. He gifts Tony a pair of them. They're custom Swerve Jordan 1 high sneakers. That's cool. Swerve calls the last 5 years of Kofi Kingston one of the most inspirational things, not just in black wrestling history, but in wrestling history. Says he wants to recreate that feeling multiple times. He also thanks Prince Nana for being a part of his team. Thanks Tony for giving him the opportunity. He doesn't like when people on social media say some aren't giving chances. He say you have to make with the opportunities with what you're given. So how many times have you seen a person because they won't win, they're not on TV? There's a phrase, you lose your way up the card sometimes. That's kind of what Swerve did. He got on there, and was he losing some? Yeah, but he got over to the point to where he was undeniable. Tony says he felt like tonight was the start of the new franchise and thinks this and Revolution 2024 were his favorite two back-to-back shows. I don't know if I've seen two better back-to-back pay-per-views. Tony is asked about when he knew Swerve would be the guy. Tony mentions the Adam Page feud, but mentions things like early in the Casino Battle Royal in 2022, he thought Swerve and Joe had the best contract signing segment he's ever seen.
There's been a lot of them in wrestling. He really settles on the Adam Page feud being cemented, or what cemented Swerve in his mind as a top guy. Tony has also asked about Jack Perry. He said it got a lot of excitement and a huge reaction. And he references it, or references the big response he got in Chicago, that he got a massive star reaction. Tony says they made a bold call with the footage without saying the footage. And now they've heightened the reaction. He also felt responsibility to the home viewer to use it to explain where Jack had been. I'll tell you where the hell we're going to be at Fightful. Here every night, Monday for Raw, Tuesday for NXT, Wednesday for AEW, Thursday, I think, for ROH and TNA. We've had a little hiccup there. We're good. Friday for SmackDown, the draft. My ass will be at a draft party Thursday night. And then maybe at SmackDown Friday night for the draft. I'll be popping on that show, of course. It's the draft. Saturday for Collision. We're here every night. YouTube.com/Fightful. But not just that. We got a ton of interviews. We've got lots of news shows. Also, I want to shout out our friend Caden getting to do the Scrum for the first time. Also, Cresta there as well. Make sure you guys check out Denise's Scrum footage. Usually she does post-pay-per-view shows with me, but she travels to this one. That woman works so hard, and she has the best footage every single time. So please check out Denise Salcedo's channel, where you're going to see all kinds of great Scrum footage tonight. I want to say thank you, guys, all of you who said very nice things, anybody who attended Pawcade today. And in general, please subscribe to FightfulSelect.com. I want to thank our moderator, Luis, who has done an incredible job, guys. And I also want to thank Trevor Dame, who isn't a part of Fightful, but does incredible Scrum coverage and allows me to be able to do this show right now as well. But guys, thank you all so much. Please leave a thumbs up. Until next time, we're out.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.